Welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for you and your family. A time to open the Bible and see what God has to say to us through His Word. A special camp in Wisconsin. The woods, hills, view, buildings, and recreational facilities all combine to make it picturesque. One factor makes it unusual. The campers are all handicapped. It has been found that the fellowship, controlled competition, and widening interest of camp life are wonderfully stimulating to handicapped persons. The campers do not feel so alone in their disability. They are challenged to work hard for achievements by watching other people overcome their problems. I am reminded that Christians need each other in much the same way. We are all handicapped in one way or another. We stagger under burdens. We receive some instructions in all of this in the book of Galatians. In fact, we'll be looking at those verses in this broadcast. Before we do, may I remind you that if you want this entire study in book form, you should write to us this week for information. Our address is given at the close of each broadcast. Now we have one more verse in chapter 5 of Galatians. It's verse 26. Let us not become boastful, challenging one another, envying one another. That was Galatians 5, verse 26. Paul has been telling his readers to walk by the Spirit. He now gives them some practical examples of what the Spirit-filled life is like. Three attitudes should be avoided: conceit, provocation, and envy. People living under law often become proud of their miserable achievements and taunt those who do not come up to their standards. On the other hand, persons of few talents are apt to envy others who seem to be more successful lawkeepers. All such attitudes are foreign to grace. The true believer should esteem others better than himself. Lawkeepers desire a false glory. True greatness is to serve unnoticed, to labor unseen. Now the last chapter of Galatians, chapter 6, and the first verse. This is Galatians 6:1. Brethren, even if a man is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself, lest you too be tempted. Here's a lovely statement on how a sinning believer is to be treated by other Christians. Did you notice the emphasis on restoration in that verse? God wants us to be restored to Him. It is in sharp contrast to the law, which called down judgment on offenders. To be caught in any trespass is literally to be surprised in a transgression. It's like slipping on icy pavement. It describes a person who has committed one act of sin rather than someone who is habitually sinful. Such a person is to be dealt with by spiritual Christians. A carnal, worldly Christian might, by a hard, cold attitude, do more harm than good. Then, too, the offender will not be likely to receive the advice of one who is himself not in touch with the Lord. Now let's look at that verse that speaks of our burdens or handicaps. This is Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. Bear one another's burdens, and thus fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6:2. The word burdens here seems to refer to failures, temptations, testings, and trials. Instead of standing off at a distance and criticizing, we should fly to the side of a believer in trouble or distress and help him in every possible way. The law of Christ includes all the commandments of the Lord Jesus for His people in the New Testament. It may be summarized by the commandment, that you love one another. That's found in John 15, verse 12. We fulfill this loving one another by bearing one another's burdens. The law of Christ is far different from that of Moses. Moses' law promised life for obedience, but it gave no power to obey. It could only encourage obedience by the fear of punishment. The law of Christ, on the other hand, is loving instruction for those who already have life. As believers, we are enabled to keep its precepts by the power of the Holy Spirit, and our motivation is love to the Lord Jesus Christ. As we pause for some music, reread these verses in Galatians chapter 6. Possibly someone will come to mind that you can help with their burden. A certain Christian girl was not at all pretty and stuttered. She grew awkward, shy, and unsure of herself. No one in the church helped her with her burden. The other young people, though not intentionally cruel, tended to ignore her. She just tagged along. As a consequence, when she went to work in an office, she made a desperate bid to be one of the gang. She took up habits that neither she nor the church approved. Did someone with spiritual insight see what was happening and try to restore her? Not one person sought to reach out and help her. She dropped out of Sunday school, the choir, and finally the church. Is this an extreme example? Sad to say, it is not rare in some quote-unquote Christian circles. I think you see why the verses that we've just been looking at are so very important. As we draw near the close of this series on Galatians, just one more broadcast, may we urge you to do an in-depth study of the book of Galatians. We feel our study manual will be helpful to you in this project. For information, write to us after the program. Our address is given in the closing moments of each class session. Now Galatians chapter 6, verse 6. This section is titled, Support Those Who Teach the Word. Galatians 6, 6. And let the one who is taught the word share all good things with him who teaches. Believers are responsible to support their Christian teachers. Where it says, share all good things, it means to share with them the material things of life and to maintain them also with prayer and godly interest. Now remember what we've just been talking about, the support of Christian teachers. And now notice carefully the next verses. Let's read them together. Galatians 6, verses 7 and 8. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh shall from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit shall from the Spirit reap eternal life. Galatians 6, verses 7 and 8. Although others may not notice our neglect of God's servants, He sees it and gives a harvest accordingly. We reap what we sow, and we reap in greater quantities than we sow. When a farmer sows wheat, he reaps wheat, sometimes 30-fold, 60-fold, or 100-fold. Often you will hear these verses about sowing and reaping applied to sinners. However, Dr. Scofield comments, and I think he's right, the Spirit is not speaking here to sinners and their sins, but to saints about their meanness. Looking at it this way, verse 8 shows that sowing to the flesh means spending one's money on oneself. It would mean investing in one's own pleasures and comforts. Sowing to the Spirit is using one's money for the furtherance of God's interest. This would include helping God's servants. Well, you may feel that this is a little different teaching on those verses. We'd urge you to go back and read those verses again, Galatians 6, verses 6, 7, and 8. It is always important in Bible interpretation to read the verses before and after a particular verse so that you see the context. And now on to the ninth verse. This is Galatians 6, 9. And let us not lose heart in doing good to all men, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not grow weary. You see, Paul continues to write about sowing and reaping. Lest any become discouraged, Paul reminds his readers that the rewards are certain, even if not immediate. You do not harvest a field of wheat the day after you sow the seed. So in the spiritual realm, the rewards surely follow faithful sowing after a period of time. One more verse, Galatians 6, verse 10. So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Galatians 6, 10. The household of faith includes all who are saved, without regard to denominations or divisions. Our kindness is not to be limited to believers, but it is to be shown to them in a special way. And so we close our books for this time. In our next lesson, we'll take up the final verses of Galatians. If you have not written for your lessons on Galatians, be sure to do so right after the broadcast. We'll send you information. And when you write, if you have questions or comments, please send them along. You've been listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour.